Podium Audio presents The Hunt, Sentinel World Series 3, Book 1 of The Sept. Written by Ivy Asher, performed by Cassandra Metcalf. This audiobook contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised. Chapter 1. A pair of strong arms band across my chest and waist from behind. With a gentle tug, I'm pulled back against a large, muscular body. Warmth blankets me. I'm floating in a sea of contentment, but there's something bitter and cold pressing at the edges of this serenity. A calloused palm skims up my ribs, a deep, sensuous hum of approval trailing in its wake. Fingers brush teasingly past the outer edge of my breast. Need flickers low in my belly. Sleepily, I tilt my head back, granting access to my neck as a large hand reaches to wrap around my throat. It squeezes me gently, possessively, full lips grazing the shell of my ear in an intimate taunt. A shiver skitters up my spine, but it's less pleasurable anticipation and more cautious warning.
"There you are,"
a gravelly voice whispers. The light touch of his breath is hot against my cheek, despite the frigid alarm that suddenly splashes across my chest like an unwelcome spray of slush. In a breath, his grip on my throat becomes a threat, and his whisper transforms into a hateful snarl. It's the last voice in the world that I want to hear. I start to struggle against his hold, desperate to get away, but he laughs. He always did think this was just a game.
"I found you,"
he coos menacingly before nipping the lobe of my ear.
"And now you'll never get away from me again."
With a startled gasp, I sit up in bed, my heart hammering in my chest so hard it feels like it's trying to break free from the prison of my ribs. My skin is clammy with dread, and my breaths are frantic from fear, coming too fast, too shallow. I try to slow them down as I look around my room, anchoring myself to the here and now. I look down at my hands, my gaze roving over my fingers, but my runes are still hidden, and I don't sense a hint of magic anywhere it shouldn't be. It was just a dream. Just a dream. A staccato of knocks comes from the other side of my bedroom door, making me jolt where I sit. The knob jiggles but doesn't turn, the lock doing its job. "Savvy, you forgot to set your alarm," Harlow calls from the other side, her tone impatient. "The Alphas reconvene in an hour. Get your ass up and in the shower unless you want to offend them with your post-workout stench." She knocks again. "I'm up," I shout, the declaration groggy despite the adrenaline coursing through me. "It was just a dream," I remind myself again, pushing back the covers pooling at my waist and climbing out of bed. "Are you actually up, or are you just saying that so I'll leave you alone?" "Both," I answer, rubbing the unease and exhaustion from my face as I stretch and head for the bathroom. Harlow snickers as she moves away from the door, and I pluck my phone from the bedside table to check it. Sure enough, I set the alarm for AM instead of PM. Shit. It's a good thing my sister was home. Ilaria would have been pissed if I missed the last meeting, especially if tonight goes the way she predicts it will, with the other Alphas and the challenge. Striding into my bathroom, I head right for a cold shower. I curse as the frigid downpour pricks painfully against my skin, but I need the shock to help me wake the fuck up. I wash my hair and then scrub hard at my body in hopes it will chase away the lingering disquiet from my nightmare. It's been a while since I had one and felt this rattled. Then again, it's been a while since I've felt this exhausted, too. I've been burning the candle at both ends for way too long. It was bound to catch up with me at some point. Thank fuck the North American Alpha Summit is almost over. One more night, and I can pass out for a week and life will get back to normal. Well, as normal as it can be for someone like me. Rinsing off, I pull in several deep breaths, releasing them slowly as I center myself and let the last vestiges of anxiety slip down the drain with all the soapy water. There was a time a dream like this would have sent me running. I would have taken it as